Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. Dr. Randy here along with our team. And, you know, the Bible, there's a verse in the Bible that says to us that our faith without any form of works or follow through is dead. That's a really profound and disturbing and I think confusing verse for a lot of believers. Because we know that works does not get us saved. We see that in the scripture, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for instance, that it's grace through faith. Yeah, it's grace and through God's graciousness that we are saved, not of works, lest we should boast. So what does all this mean? I was going through just tons of the calls that we've received over the years about how has our faith made a difference. And generally what I hear is that people are saying, well, I'm praying more, I'm trusting God more, which these are fantastic. But does it stop there? And so we want to jump into the deep end of our spiritual pool today and really unpack this thing of what does it mean to make our faith active in our life? And how has your faith in Jesus Christ resulted in how you live every day? The difference it makes for you and for me with our spending, our attitude, our impact with our relationships, how we drive our car down the road with people that drive us nuts, right? I mean, come on, the practical things of our life. Is it making a difference? Because works, by the way, is not just standing on the street corner feeding the poor. That's part of it. But it's clear that works really comes back to obedience in Christ. And how has our faith made a difference in how I talk to my wife, Donna? How has my faith made a difference in how I choose to spend money, what entertainment I consume, how I live my life? Not so God will love me more, because he already loves me, but because of my love for him and wanting to be obedient to his word. So what difference has it made? The phone line is open. I'd like to have you just joining this discussion. Let's get really down to, in specific ways, how has your faith made a difference in how you choose to live your life today? Okay, that's intentional living. 888-888-1717. There's a study I'm going to be pulling from here, research that's been done, and they closed their study by saying, ultimately, the findings suggest that spiritual renewal may be emerging in our culture. We see that with young people in particular, but it is not yet solidified. The church has a vital opportunity, each of us who are in the church, a follower of Jesus Christ, to guide a spiritual, curious generation toward deep, integrated, lived Christian faith. That is what intentional living is all about. That is a discipleship model. How do we help one another to actually grow in our faith so it impacts how we live our lives today? Examples? Give me a call. I want to hear your story. 888-888-1717.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for about a week now, and it's really been a blessing.
Thank you.
End of this last year, around Christmas time, I went through a relationship trouble with a friend of mine, and something where you just sort of felt alone, and it wasn't something you really wanted to talk to people about. And it was one of those things where, it's like you said earlier, you know, I reached out for my faith, and it was very shaky. So I was just sort of going over myself of what does God mean to me. And I realized there's a very large flaw in, you know, my faith, is that, you know, I look to God when I'm in trouble or when I feel like I need protection. And I realized that I haven't been searching for him 100% of the time, even when I don't feel like I need him. And I realized God's given me this great opportunity, because in the start of this new year and everything, I have the opportunity to seek God 100% of the time in every way that I can. And so a way that I'm trying to be purposeful is sort of giving myself goals every week of ways to search for God. And I'm really excited about it. And the preaching is very helpful.
Well, you're very welcome. I don't really see myself as a preacher, more of a teacher, but, you know, that's why we're here. We love you guys. And I got to tell you, I've been a follower of Christ a long time, and faith can get really weak, and we try to do it on our own, and in the process, we can get beat up. Rick Warren made the statement, you were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, until I understand that, life isn't going to make sense. And that's a really profound statement. Thank you, Rick. Rick Warren on that. That's the end of the day. All right. Light up the lines. Is your faith making, is it really making a difference in your life when it comes to the practical issues of life? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717 to be a part of it today. By the way, before we get to our next call, I've got a list of most of the states that we're on right now across the country. And Stephen did a little research and got this for me, a download. I don't know if it's from Barna or one of the research companies, on which is in order, what's the most religious states in the union. And I have our listening states in order from the most religious to the least religious. And we're going to find out where your state falls in that list in a moment. Where do you think? On a list of 1 to 50, where would your state be? Not just your community, but your whole state. And how do you rate that? You know, we're going to get to that in a moment. You know, in this study, it said, in a recent report, George Barna has reported encouraging signs of spiritual openness in America, especially among younger adults. In other words, interest in Jesus is rising. More people are engaging in scripture, and church attendance has seen a modest rebound. I've noticed it in our own church. Yet when we widen the lens, they go on to say, a more complex picture emerges. Barna's analysis of data from 2000 to 2025, over a 25-year period, shows that several core indicators of Christian conviction, the importance of religion and faith, Christian identity, underline that, in other words, really identifying, because our behavior really comes and our life really results in what we identify. What is our identity? That's the word today, isn't it? We got people identifying around what they think their gender is, or their, you know, the color of their skin or their age or whatever. And this report is showing the importance of religious faith, Christian identity, identifying as a follower of Christ. Monthly church attendance and evangelism efforts have weakened in our culture. The numbers are staggering. And so our challenge to you, this is not a complex topic today. What's your one thing, and what's your one thing every day? That's intentional living. What difference has your faith made? 888-888-1717. I'll be back in just a minute and give you the order of the states and where your state falls in the list of most or least religious.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
How come in the United States of America, the richest nation on the planet, when it comes to all the research on happiness, the United States is number 10 on the list? There are 9 other countries in the world that are happier than we are, and yet we seem to have everything. So I looked a little more deeply and I said, okay, let's find out what Americans really think. And Pew Research shows that 50% of Americans think that the American dream is only somewhat alive. So the research is saying that at least half of Americans say they're not living the dream. 69% of Americans are either disengaged or not engaged at work, according to the Gallup poll research. That's an excerpt. How is your faith making a difference with the impact in your life here in this month of March? That's an excerpt from our featured lesson. It's up on our website and our member site at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And if you're a member, it's there. You have a little code. You can get in. If you don't have the code, let us know. Those of you who would come and join us today, boy, your support's making a difference as we're seeing people come to Christ, lives change, families encouraged. Call 888-888-1717 or go on over to theintentionallife.com. All right. Let me go to Donna in Tennessee. Hi, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. How has your faith in Christ made a difference in your day-to-day life?
Well, I am a relative newlywed. I'm in my 60s. My husband and I are both in our 60s, but we've only been married 3 years. And he has always watched police shows and Westerns and all that kind of thing. And I've always been a family-friendly kind of watcher. And we want to spend our time together, but honestly, some of the things he watches hurt my feelings, hurt my soul. And so what I have adapted, and he has tried, he is definitely making an effort to be more neutral, but for me, I have found that I can use my earbuds and I can use my tablet, and I can watch my family-friendly things in the same space that he's watching his less family-friendly things. And
you're being kind.
Yeah. And so it does. It works for us. And it's just something that you can do in the interim until you find that neutral space that is acceptable and is more of Christian and
well, let me ask you, Donna, some people might be listening thinking it seems a little legalistic, you know, what I'm going to watch, not watch. And you said the fact that you're concerned about how it impacts your soul, your spirit. What is it about the media or the stuff that you consume that you're concerned about for yourself personally?
There's actually times that if it's a police show or something where there's a lot of violence, it hurts. It's painful. And I've only found that in the last 10 years or so in my walk with Christ that I don't want it. It's actually something that I have to have relief from, because it might be in the middle of something that hasn't bothered me, and then all of a sudden there's certain storylines that I can't handle, I don't want in my world. And so he is very sensitive to that, and he will, you know, change the channel or whatever will help. But for me personally, if it's something that I don't feel is acceptable for me to watch, I can't change necessarily what someone else will do, but I can help keep myself where I feel I should be in my walk with Christ, and so I'm not willing to jeopardize that.
Yeah. What you're demonstrating, Donna, is what we call circles of control. And we all are in different circles in terms of, frankly, things that we're sensitive to, our own spiritual sensitivity and the things we can control and things we can't. Can't control what your husband's watching or the guy next door or what's going on in the community. You can't control that. But what you're saying, what I hear you saying is in my spirit, Donna's saying in her spirit, in her own life, when she sees certain things on that screen, come on, we know there's enough evidence. What we bring into our brain impacts us, what we hear, what we see. And frankly, if it didn't, there wouldn't be billions of dollars spent on advertising on television. I mean, they're not just happily giving away millions and millions of dollars hoping that it's going to change your brain and how you see things and products they're pushing. And that can be true in the entertainment we consume. And so, you know, the Bible, it talks about how our own spirit, if it's being troubled, be careful. I mean, we're talking about turning faith into how we, you know, what we do in our lives and how we live. And if you're fine, and by the way, that's one of the evidence that the Holy Spirit's working in your life, right? Come on. Sensitivity, saying, this isn't right for me. And therefore, in the entertainment world, saying, hey, there's a point, I don't go beyond this. Because when you do, that's, you know, the Bible's clear. When we violate our conscience, that becomes sin to us. You know, that's just a fact. And so Donna's saying, hey, I know where the line is. To me, that's one of the evidence of the Holy Spirit changing someone's life. Thank you, Donna. Appreciate it. Let me go to Sean next. By the way, you can join in on this discussion when it comes to how your faith is making a difference, not just in entertainment, in your spending, in your life, in your attitude every day. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Sean's on the line. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing great, doctor.
Appreciate your call.
Randy, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call. How's your faith impacting your day-to-day life?
Oh, tuning in more to the prompting and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, and then developing the courage to follow those promptings.
Talk to me. How does that work for you? I mean, how do you do that? What are people thinking? How does that work?
Listening to your station every time I'm in Arizona, listening to worship music, and then having quiet time and just playing through hymns and songs in my head to prompt that guidance. And when I hear or feel those promptings, then following that guidance. As I was listening to you today, and you were talking about the one thing, it reminded me of your one-word sermon that I listened to about 14 years ago when I spent a lot of time on the road. And you gave a sermon on one word, and you had talked about how it's so daunting as especially a new believer to come into Christianity, and you've got to do this and do this and don't do that, and don't do this. Right. And to pray, you mentioned to pray and meditate and ask for guidance from God through the Holy Spirit of, what do I need to work on in my life, God? Mm-hmm. Where do you want me to focus? What's my prompting? And from that sermon, myself and my prayer partner we prompt each other with our one words every year since then. His word this year is kindness. My one word this year is rejoice. But through that, through our circle of other believers and Bible study partners, they've developed the one word as well, and I cannot thank you enough for that sermon of what it meant to me, how it's carried me to be more focused, and I'll use your word, intentionally on following God.
Amen.
And it's that focus of that one word that it's just really drawn me in and helped me to develop that sensitivity of the Holy Spirit's promptings.
Amen. And Sean, I appreciate that. Your encouragement means a lot. But I didn't really focus on the idea of one thing. And by the way, I wear a wristband that says one thing. And every day it reminds me, Lord, what's my one thing today? It's not because I'm so smart. It's because I'm so dense and so simple that if it gets beyond one thing, I get ADD. And that's really what a lack of intentional living is about. We get spiritually ADD. Right? And we get off course and say, well, I know I'm supposed to trust the Lord. What's it say in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him. 1, 2, 3. You can lay those out. Those are pretty straightforward things. Then, kind of conditional, then I'll direct your path. Then He'll direct your path, right? And I'll direct your path. And what we want to do is tell me what I'm supposed to do, Lord, but I don't do those three things. And so let's get really simple here. The power of one thing is today, Lord, I'm going to trust in You, lean not on my own stupidity. Didn't say that, but that's really what it says, your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. All that really means is, hey, Lord, You're here. Your Holy Spirit is in the room here, in our body. It's present here. And if I do those three things, then it's going to be a lot easier to say, Lord, now what should I do? But at the same time, we can't sit on our spiritual backside and pray and trust the Lord when there's some things that we need to do. He has a path for us. If your marriage is a mess, you need to do those three things, but then what do? Maybe I stop criticizing for 30 days. Maybe I support my spouse for 30 days. Maybe I go get some counseling. I don't know, but there's something that I need to do to follow through to put my faith into action and in how I'm choosing to live today. That's what we're talking about. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not talking about working your way so you can get to the front row of heaven. That is not what this is all about. God's not going to love you because you were more intentional, and you're not going to get into heaven because you say, hey, I listened to intentional living on a radio. I deserve to get in here. I have no pass to heaven other than to tell you it's by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves or myself or intentional living. It is a gift of God, lest anyone should pat ourselves on the back. And so this message here today, this whole thing of intentional living, is just saying, hey, I want to bring glory to God, be smart in my Christian walk, and I'm going to benefit, and God gets the glory. And so we're just simply asking, what are you doing? It's making a difference. I mean, how's it making a difference? How's your faith playing out? Okay, I got the states here. I'm going to get to those in a moment. Okay, I'm going to take another call and I'll come back. 50 states, and we only have the ones here that we're making sure we cover. I can't get them all, but I'll cover a few of them, okay, in a moment here. All right, where am I going here? Let me go to Rosie. I think Rosie's next in Arizona. Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Randy. I'm well.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing okay today. Thank you. Appreciate you asking. What about you? What's your one thing that's showing up as a result of your faith?
It is pray without ceasing, and I'm not managing that. I do cease praying. However, my thoughts, my thinking tends to go south, and I notice it. Oh, and so when the thinking is going south, pray. Now this might be pray like praising. Oh, this is such a beautiful creation, God. These mountains are so beautiful. Or praying for someone who's sick. Or I looked at your list of reasons not to get married. I'm a widow, and it talked about being easily offended. So I can, which I am. So I can pray, oh, you know, loving God, can you help me become less easily offended, and just praise you. So the praying without ceasing. It leads to other actions. It makes me a better me, a better woman, a better Christian. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Bible tells us prayer without ceasing. I try to do that many times driving the car down the road with my eyes open, you know, thinking about something and giving it to God. Lord, help me, direct me, be with me. We should pray. We had a caller a couple of days ago, said his whole one thing is driving around Phoenix with the craziness of I-10 and I-17 and the 101. Come on. You all driving in Phoenix, you know what I'm talking about. He prays for the people going by that are maybe just, you can see they're stressed out. He even said he prays for the planes coming over, landing there at Sky Harbor. He's thinking of the hundreds of people on board and saying, Lord, be with them, bring them to you, whatever. The idea of praying without ceasing, it changes our heart. It changes our mind, doesn't it? Okay, quick break. Let's take that break. I'll be back. I got this these states I got to tell you from top to bottom, most religious to least, in a moment.
Are you chasing the dream you built for your life or the dream God has for you? In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing, you'll learn how to move from building your own plans to discovering and living the dream God created just for you.
The greatest satisfaction on any measurement, we're talking about happiness, satisfaction, joy, contentment, whatever, in your marriage, in your job, in your parenting, in your finances, comes to those who are living the dream, which is God's dream.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And when you do that, you're part of a growing number of people who are saying, hey, I want to be active in helping other people, and this is one way I can do it, through intentional living. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right, here we go. Just the states in order. I don't have all the states we cover here, but some of them I have. Tennessee, you're number 1 on the list here. You weren't the most religious in the whole country, but you're number 1 on our list. Most religious states, you know, you answered the question. These are the questions people answered. Religion is very important to my life. They say they attend religious services. They pray daily and so on. And so it becomes taking those kind of questions. Tennessee was number 1 here. Let me see. Alabama, number 2. What do we have here? 3. Texas, no, 3 was Georgia. Georgia, then Texas, and then Florida. Minnesota was on the list right there. I think they're pretty close. Some of these are tied. Let me see. Who have I missed? Florida. Some of these are tied, by the way. I thought California would be the least. Right? I mean, it's just what we hear. But California, you were number nine on our list here. What state do you think was in our coverage today? Let me see. Kansas was on the list, I think. Here, where's Kansas? No, Kansas was like number four. So you're doing Kansas. You're in good shape. But your neighbor, Iowa, not so much. Iowa's the least religious on our list. 43rd in the United States. What's going on in Iowa? 28% of people in Iowa, according to the survey, said religion was important to them, let alone the faith in Jesus Christ. So, all right. Thanks for being a part of the show today. I think, do we have time for another call? Okay, I'll tell you what, let's do this. We only got a minute left, and we're wrapping up the show, but I'll tell you what, we're going to just carry on over and record a show that's going to air tomorrow. And so you're welcome to continue to call. Hang on, Catherine and Tim, we'll get to you too. And what we're talking about here is this. Your life is short, mine's short. We say we're a follower of Christ. People say I'm praying, trusting the Lord, but how's it making a difference? What's a tangible thing you could hang your hat on to say, hey, this is how it's impacted my daily life? How has following Christ, how has the power of the Holy Spirit in your life as a Christian made a difference? Interesting thing, calls have been coming in, but we got six calls right here on my dashboard. I expected them to overflow, bounce off the wall, and we couldn't even get to all the calls and have the entire staff picking up the phone. Because that's really the essence of what intentional living is all about. Figuring out what pleases Christ and doing it for His glory and for our benefit. So how's it made a difference? 888-888-1717. We're going to take a 24-hour break. We'll be back again tomorrow and share some of these calls with you. I just want to say on behalf of our team, our ministry president, Evan Carlson, and our immediate intentional living team, Jennifer, Stephen, Amy, who's helping out today, from our marketing department, our engineering department, our business department, we want to say thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives and also allowing us to reach into the lives of people who need to know Christ and share with them the good news. That's what your support is doing and has done over the years. Thank you for it. My name, I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and I'll see you again tomorrow from Intentional Life Media. Have a great day.